This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And still to come tonight on That Kevin Show, she understands the importance of being earnest, or at least his granddaughter, Mariel Hemingway, and a heartfelt American spotlight tonight with Alex Mabee, plus T-Square Trippin at Assignment Desk Weekend. And now, live from Times Square, where Chris Christie first earned his gold medal in learning how to body fresh Krispy Kremes, here's that Kevin!
Hi there. How are you? Hour number two is underway. We couldn't be happier than to have you here. And yes, I think that the primary reason, now, announcer Dave, I could be confused about this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and follow me here because I want everybody, all the kids at home, I want you to pay attention. I honestly do think that the rationale for the prospectus, it's a big word, that the rationale for the prospectus for the Krispy Kreme Corporation to actually install a Times Square location had to do with the fact that former Governor Chris Christie was spreading the rumor that he was going to be working at ESPN, ABC, there in Times Square. And so, hence, Krispy Kreme, trying to be responsible in its allocation of future dollars, thought, hey, if the dude's going to be there... And we know he can put away a few. Why not open one? Now, am I saying that I have absolute knowledge of this? No. But I will say this. Governor Christie, when it comes to the rationale that you use for being on the campaign trail right now, with not one policy position stated on your website, doing nothing but denigrating a man that you begged a job for, oh, Mr. Trump, please let me be your attorney general. I promise I'll be the best attorney general that ever ate a Krispy Kreme. Yeah. You kind of have every ounce of every bit of crapola that is coming your way. You're an embarrassment to the Republican Party. You're an embarrassment to the state of New Jersey. You're an embarrassment to America. Pack your lunch bag up and go home. Dear Chris Christie, please, signed, America. With that in mind, let's take a look at Assignment Desk Weekend. All right, this past Tuesday, President Biden shocked U.S. officials by publicly discussing highly sensitive information regarding China to a room full of big-dollar donors. Biden got caught bragging that the CCP chairman, Xi, was embarrassed to learn that he had shot down China's spy balloon. He even went so far as to say that Chairman Xi was a dictator. Biden abruptly dropped the subject when his son whispered a reminder in his ear that the CCP was the Biden family's number one revenue source. The nation expressed strongest condolences for the families of the victims in this week's Titan submersible disaster. Also unfortunate that in the lead-up to the ill-fated excursion that the Titan CEO got caught bragging on video publicly about not hiring former subpilots from the military. Turns out those old 50-year-old white guys are a lot like that line from the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars. And it may not look like much to people like him, but they've got it where it counts. Also, fans of Jeopardy were a bit outraged this week as the show's final clue of the week. But how was Mayim Bialik supposed to know that the clue called World of Water would so terribly implode? Hunter Biden, pictured here, trying to evade paying child support for the daughter he claims does not exist, was evidently flagged for his criminal tax and gun charges when discovered in a separate investigation regarding amateur porn. What? This one writes itself. The vice president is claiming that her goddaughters and friends are basing their choice of college on the states where abortion laws favor choice. Because honestly, if you can't abort your child in the third trimester, what kind of education could you possibly expect to receive in such places? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, pictured here, trying to decide whether he should answer the reporter or just wolf him down, has come up with a plan to boost his chances with GOP primary voters. He entertained bribing them with new enchiladas from Taco Bell. He later grew depressed and had to abandon the plan once he realized he had already eaten them and there were none left. Then he napped on the plane ride home. Okay, for the most self-serving story of the night, the founder of ChatBit AI is warning students that do not use AI of a disadvantage in writing their papers, especially considering that they will get automatic Fs from the new AI instructors. Tennis great Martina Navratilova expressed strong support for Riley Gaines, appearing before a Senate subcommittee hearing this week on whether or not biological men should participate in women's sports.
How many female members of the NBA do you see?
Well, I can say that, you know, there's been this news article about men that think that they could beat Serena Williams in tennis. Right? That they think that they could actually score a point on her. And it's just not the case. She is stronger than that.
What's your experience been? Male, female?
Both Serena and Venus lost to the 203rd ranked male tennis player, which they're phenoms for women. My experience, my husband, he swam at University of Kentucky as well. In terms of accolades and in terms of national ranking, I was a much better swimmer than him. He could kick my butt any day of the week without trying.
The champion, Martina Navratilova's response in four words, you da man, girl. A former top chef for McDonald's, Inc., there's such things, revealed this week that a quality McDonald's location should be able to process your food order in 120 seconds or less. Because as we all know, the faster that food is cooked, the better it is, and the better it is for you. All right, it's time to go tripping in time splits.
I got a map.
You know, Siri, I don't know that.
Guess a country. You give me your best guess. If you have
second, South Korea. One more time?
What country is above South Korea? Like on a map. You have to like picture a map.
South Korea. Japan?
Yes, very good. You guessed?
Yeah, I guessed.
Oh, that's pretty fire. Do you know who the first female vice president was?
Heck no. No way.
You have no idea?
No.
Have we had one?
No.
Not yet?
No.
You like support that like in the future?
Yeah, that would be fine with me.
Yeah, hopefully one day we'll get one. Do you know what 11% of 100 is?
71%?
Yes. Do you know who the first female vice president was?
There hasn't been one.
Not yet? You support that like in the future? Hopefully one day we'll get one.
I think life would be great. Really? Hillary would have been if it wasn't for Clinton.
Yes, very good. What's 11% of 100?
Oh.
Around what? Give me a guess.
Like what? 80? I think it's Gucci 80.
Yes. Do you know what the capital of the USA is?
The capital of the US?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
Drug is crazy.
Yes, guys.
The U.S.
Yeah, you know this.
Of the U.S.?
Yeah, of the U.S. Give me a guess. You know it.
Albany, I don't know.
What state is Washington, D.C. in?
New York, bro.
New York?
Yeah.
Where are you from, New York?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Uptown or downtown?
Uptown.
How did you know that?
I guessed the whole time, bro. I guessed.
You're a genius, man.
Yes.
If you're driving 60 miles an hour, and you've been driving for 1 hour, how far do you travel?
Driving 60 miles an hour, and you're driving for 1 hour? Isn't that like 80 miles?
Yes.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest really needs no introduction. She is a global Golden Globes nominee, an Oscars nominee, and a BAFTA nominee. She comes from a legendary name that nearly everyone knows is ubiquitous. And she is making movies now that are encouraging people on a whole different level. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Mariel Hemingway.
Me. I'm sorry if my dog was whining and said, I want to be in your lap. So
it's quite all right. We take friends of all stripes around here. What's the dog's name?
Daisy.
All right, Daisy. I hope she feels welcome. Let's talk about for my audience, Mariel, we don't get to talk to a lot of people that have a legacy in the entire performing arts world like you do. And obviously your grandfather was a phenomenal writer and people know him around the world, but you really have had an entire life of people that have been in the spotlight. And I'm just curious, when you were little Mariel growing up, did you think that life was going to be the way it has turned out for you?
Oh my gosh. You know, I think when you're small, you know, when you're growing, I grew up in Sun Valley, Idaho, Ketchum, Idaho. I think you never think that you're going to make it all the way to 60. That just seemed like, I don't know.
Well, someday maybe you'll still get there. We're just saying.
You're so kind. Yes, maybe someday. But, you know, the truth is I don't feel that way. But as a child, I really didn't think much about it. I grew up in this famous family. My grandfather was probably one of the most famous writers of the 20th century. And that was kind of a part of my existence, but I also lived in a small town. So it was partially part of my life. And then I went to Hollywood because my sister was playing in a movie and she invited me to play her little sister. And then I would go to LA and then I would go back to Idaho and kind of live this very small town life. So there was a balance to that that probably kept me very sane and also kept me from worrying or thinking that, you know, my name was bigger than me and scary for me. Although I could see that it had a tremendous effect on my father, you know, being the son of Ernest Hemingway and then deciding that you want to be a writer is an interesting choice.
Well, I was going to ask you, how old were you when you first really understood what being Ernest Hemingway's granddaughter was all about?
Well, I knew that he was famous, but it wasn't. I was actually on a chairlift because I grew up at Sun Valley is a ski resort, and all you did was ski when you were cool. I was on a chairlift, and somebody, you know, and I, you know, you have a partner on the chairlift, and I think I was 10 years old, and they looked at me, and they were like, you know, they were talking like I was some cute girl, in a good way, not in a weird way.
Well, I get it. Go ahead.
And it's like, whoa, I got to be careful. But anyway, he said, what's your name? And I said, my name's Mariel Hemingway. And he, like, just stopped for seconds. I was like, are you okay? He's like, oh my gosh. And Ernest Hemingway, you know, he's amazing. He's one of my heroes and all this stuff. And I remember going home and asking my father, why would somebody be so like nervous? And like all of a sudden, you know, and then my father sort of explained,
Yeah.
The following year, when I was 11, my father took me to Paris and showed me the different places that he grew up. He grew up in Paris. He spent the first 10 years of his life in Paris, France, and he showed me that. I said that was a very, you know, privileged thing to be able to do at 11 years old. So I started to really understand and have this. I remember reading The Old Man and the Sea and thinking that I had some special connection to my grandfather because he died before I was born.
Right. So I was going to ask you because he did die before you were born. And you wrote in one of your books about the phenomenon of being a young girl in the acting business that got hit on by some of the older guys. And I'm just curious, in 2023, as you sit here right now, still only 30-something years old, what are you thinking about where the industry is in terms of its treatment of women and how women have progressed through even the scandals of the last few years to come out the other side? Are we at a better place than we were before the Me Too scandal, or do you think there's room to grow?
There's always room to get better at anything. You know, when I was in the business early on, and I was very young, and there were these things that were going on kind of behind the scenes. They talk about the producer's couch or whatever, right, whatever that was. And it was a very real thing. I guess I was just that girl, either I was protected by God or something, but I was like, I never allowed that to be my issue. I'm not saying people didn't hit on me or whatever, but it was like, I don't know, something protected me. But that being said, the business is a tough business, and it's been very tough on women and men. Frankly, you know, people get hit on, men get hit on, and there's weird things that go on in the business. Like, and I don't know why, you know, maybe the entertainment business sort of draws on this, like, there's some sort of invitation that it's okay because it's the entertainment, we're creatives and we're artists. And I think we've come a long way. I think the Me Too movement was an important movement for women to stand up and say no more. You know, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. But there's always room for improvement. But there's room for improvement on many levels. It's not just the entertainment industry. Like, you know, you go into big corporations and people are doing inappropriate things. It's a challenging time. It's just a different time because now we've got so many rules around.
You were just talking about not being able to say something was, you know, pretty or attractive or not. And I find myself apologizing now when I say, you look very nice. Am I allowed to say that? You look very nice tonight. I just wanted to let you know. But I grew up in an age of chivalry where all of the men in my family were always very respectful and complimentary to the women in our lives. And so it's just something that, as a Southerner, I was just kind of born in me. But even to this day, I find myself, you know, hitting the brakes. Am I allowed to say that?
I know. I feel kind of the same. I kind of feel like we're in a time where you can't even express opinions without you being in a camp. Now, all of a sudden, you said that you believe something, whatever it is, and then you're in that camp. I'm like, wait, no, I was actually trying to have a conversation. I'm curious what you think and what you think about this. Can we? But you can't have conversations anymore. My heart goes out to comedians nowadays because you can't make fun of
anything. No, you can't make fun of anything. It's done. She's Mariel Hemingway. We're coming right back. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Stay here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The leader of the Wagner mercenary group is agreeing to halt his forces and de-escalate tensions. Russian President Putin called the rebel group's actions the, quote, equivalent to armed mutiny. Yevgeny Prigozhin and the president of Belarus brokered an agreement Saturday that will see Prigozhin move to the country. The White House says President Biden is staying updated with developments. Former President Trump is calling his two indictments a, quote, great badge of courage. Speaking Saturday at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to the Majority Police Conference, Trump said he was being indicted for the, quote, more than 200 million people that love our country. Trump says he will contribute to the legal fund for January 6th defendants. He spoke Thursday at a private event in New Jersey hosted by a group raising funds for those charged in the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Back from Times Square, it's Kevin McCullough. It is that Kevin show, and we're thrilled to have you with us. And I am very honored to have Mariel Hemingway with us tonight. We've interviewed a lot of actors and actresses over the years, lots of presidential candidates, sports figures, etc. It's always fun to delve into what made them who they are. And Mariel, I appreciate your kind of candidness tonight. You wrote about a kind of a life change in your book. Your family has obviously been very celebrated and very famous. You've also had some pretty dark chapters, and I think you've admitted publicly that a lot of that really hurt you on a lot of levels and really caused a lot of pain in a lot of different ways. And then you got into something that I did not know about till I was doing the research for this, but I've discovered it recently in my own life. Yoga? Yoga was the thing? Yoga helped you?
It was just a vehicle that it that helped me realize that being present, which sounds like a woo-woo concept, but actually...
right.
I hear it sounds like
this means I'm just sitting here actually paying attention to what's going on.
Exactly. And yeah. That's what it means. It's so hard for humans to just stay here. Like, just be here, right?
It's so true. It's so true.
It's hard. So you kind of taught me that.
Your newest work is a PureFlix production. What was it about this particular project that attracted you?
I have a son in it who is a country western singer. He's really good, but he goes down the rabbit hole of addiction. And the reason why it resonated with me is that I come from a family of addiction. I come from a family of alcoholics. Like, they drank too much because they were, you know, they were covering pain. And that really is what this, you know, fictional character of my son was doing. He was trying to get over the pain of losing a brother in a tragic accident and having a father that he can't communicate with. And, you know, I love stories about human interaction that, you know, and especially family stories, because we all have them, right? We all come from a family. We all come from something. We all have a story. We all are not perfect. We all go through our bumps in the road. And it's nice to see a story that just kind of deals at this human level and is not taking you down some dark path. And there's some joy in the end, right?
Yeah.
So that's what attracts.
Well, it's a fun story, and there's some really cute comedy in it between the main character and his son and the interactions. It's very lovable, very adorable. PureFlix is the distributor. You can get it on your PureFlix app. You can download PureFlix off any device, Roku or Apple TV, etc. They've got it everywhere. Mariel, what's next for your next stage of adventure? What are you hoping to drink in the next chapter of life?
Well, you know, here's the weird thing. I think that I'm at the beginning of my life. I think it's all starting.
Well, again, 29 and counting. I'm just, you know.
Right. So I have a podcast called Outcomes the Sun podcast. I also have a foundation that I started for mental health called the Mariel Hemingway Foundation.org. And what I'm doing, I'm also producing. I'm producing three different projects one's based on my grandfather's life when he became the writer that we know him to be, but it was before he was famous. Then there's kind of when he's already famous. And then I've got a story about myself and my two sisters in the 80s, the 70s, 80s.
Oh, wow.
60s, 70s, and 80s, kind of, in that time frame. Because I think that we all kind of yearn for look back on those times, because, I don't know, they're just coming from that era. I think we're very interested in how we got here. And I those three stories kind of tell the tale of because it's a famous family, it kind of has a thread that can make sense to why we've come to where we've come. I'm not saying that my family is the derivation of social media, but there is, yeah, certainly not. But there is something to be said for that historical kind of. So we call it the Hemingway universe. So I'm producing that. Hopefully that will go. No, I know it's going to go. My husband has an amazing health and wellness project that he's doing that I've been involved in for the last 10 years. He's been engineering an amazing technology that's going to really reverse the aging process.
Which is why you're literally now 27.
I love you.
It's been going backwards the entire interview. Mariel Hemingway, it is a genuine joy to have you with us. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
All right. Thank you for being here. Always fun to have you with us. And yet to come still, Alex Mabee back in the spotlight. She's got one more really special piece for us. I don't want you to miss this. Friends, tonight we have had an opportunity to do something amazing, and that is to double the number of human slaves that we are actually able to free tonight. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we have been in a slave liberation campaign for the last few weeks, and our goal for the year is 192 individual human slaves to be liberated and taken out of slavery for good, to end human slavery, at least for those 192 women in this time. We're doing this with Christian Solidarity International. We're doing it in the area of northern Sudan, where slaves have been held over since the end of the Sudanese Civil War. These women have gone through just the most torturous treatment you can imagine. And we've played some of their stories on the show. What makes tonight unique is that if we are able to get to the magic number of 10 slaves freed, there is a single donor who's going to step up and match that with an additional gift for 10 slaves to liberate them. So we are a little bit of an urgent nature for you to respond. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But why right now? Because we've only got a few minutes left in the show. And if you give a gift of any of the following options, $250 one time, liberates a slave, and starts their life over again for them back home in their home region of South Sudan. They're reunited with family. They're reunited with the people that they may have been around when they were a little girl, little child before they were taken into slavery. Relocation to their homeland is part of that. And the $250 pays for that. But that it pays for a lot more. It gives them a year's worth of food to reestablish their life with. It gives them another year's worth of seed for sorghum grain that they can plant and grow a year's worth of food in addition to that. And then it also makes sure that they have a variety of utensils and tools, gardening, cooking, cleaning, fishing, things that they need to help their life sustain. And in addition to that, kind of my favorite part of the entire gift is they get a kid goat that they are able to breed and create a micro enterprise for themselves, where they are able to have other goats sell them, create milk and cheese to sell, and also to sustain their lives. So it's a remarkable opportunity. And friends, tonight, if you give a gift right now of $250. You will have that matched by this person that is going to match 10, if we can hit 10 before the end of the show. But call now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to bringherhome.org. Additionally, if you are able to, if you can't do 250 one-time gift, maybe you need to do $125 over 2 months of payments. You could do that as well, and that will count towards tonight's match. If you would prefer to do $50 a month for 5 months, that will also count towards tonight's match. But we need you to step up and say, I will take care of at least one slave tonight from Sudan. Now, the McCullough family did that earlier. I told you at the beginning of the show, during that first commercial break, I was going to go and liberate a slave. We did that in the McCullough household. So if there are just 9 of you that stand with us, and there may have been others that did in the first hour, thank you for each one of those, by the way, that you have. By the way, this year, we have already liberated 72 of the 192 that are on the list. That leaves 120 to go. But, friends, we can knock out 20 of those tonight if you just go to the phone right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I've never seen an operation that does more good for a group of people than what Christian Solidarity International does for these liberated slaves. And friends, the fact that we can do it, and we can do it, in such a, cost-effective manner, is just truly, truly remarkable. Let me play for you a story of one of the slaves that you liberated last year.
My name is Nanya Newt. I was about 15 years old when I was captured. My mom had spent the last few days teaching me all about what it meant to be a good wife and a mom, showing me how to cook and sew. She had hoped I would get married in the future. One day I was out collecting firewood, and that was when the Arabs found me and captured me and took me to Sudan without the chance to tell my family goodbye. It took me many days to walk the complete journey. They gave us boiled sorghum as we went, and the men that had been captured with us faced grave dangers. They were considered to be spies, and most of them were killed right in front of us. Upon arrival in the north, I was sold to a master in Miriam Village, and then I was sold almost as quickly to another Arab in Magalagate. He made me work for his family, sweeping the compound and washing the dishes. They worked me long and terrible hours, pounding sorghum, fetching water. And then they said, in order to be a good Muslim woman, I would need to be circumcised. I was held down as it happened, and then I was forced to marry. Against my will, they forced me to work, even when I was sick. If I did anything that made them angry, they would beat me. My master never bought me any clothes, never paid me for any of my work, and barely ever fed me. Then one day, I heard about a CSI retriever, and I ran to find them in the town. As it turned out, they were freeing slaves in my region, and they had not known about me. But I think God allowed me to find them because they brought me home. We walked that same journey back to South Sudan, and today I thank God because I am free. I thank the Arab retriever because he helped. I thank CSI and for those who gave. I cannot thank those of you who gave money to help us become free ever enough in all of my life. But I do hope that my prayer is answered, that we will not stop until they are all free.
Friends, right now your gift goes twice as far. If we can liberate 10 slaves tonight, another single donor will liberate another 10. Call right now.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Match.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again from the Music Spotlight stage, Alex Mayer.
A little louder just so you'd hear me. In the guest room, that's how much I wanted you to be. Mine, to be kind, to come find me. I was dying down the hall. When I was in the well and drowning, you were up there looking down, saying, lucky how we both have the water. Now, honey, I don't think it was all bad. Hope you know that. Pick the flowers. All the fields we ever wandered through, but I don't think you ever stopped to realize.
Kevin Show. And again, it's the end of match night. If you help liberate a slave with Christian Solidarity International, someone else is going to do the same. The phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Thanks to everyone who was here, Julie Hartman, Mariel Hemingway, Alex Mabey, and yourself. Please join us again next week for another That Kevin Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.